First day of November. Yeah, right. No, really. First day of November. Hey, we're even talking about some tropics. Look at this. We got a tropical, kind of an extra tropical cyclone. All the we're calling it Tropical Storm Martin. This is out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, well northeast of Bermuda. Looks like it's going to take a track, even spin up as a Category 1, almost our yes, Category 1 at our latitude and beyond. Probably its right semicircle, where you'll have the strongest tropical storm force winds, or hurricane winds in this case, Cat 1. And looking at potentially even getting up to a Cat 2. This is just bizarro. And this right now, again, is a system that's located in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, about halfway to Europe. It's going to take a track to the northeast and then kind of curl up. Where's it going to end up? It's going to be kind of southwest of Iceland, just off the southern tip of Greenland. And at that point in time, it'll be extratropical and probably likely dying out with colder waters. There's another system, of course. We have Tropical Storm Lisa. And Lisa looks like she could spin up to a Category 1 tropical storm, or hurricane force winds, 74 miles per hour or stronger. So Lisa is also looking like it's going to devastate, unfortunately, Belize in that particular area there. It's a fairly compact system. It does go into some pretty high mountains over toward Guatemala, and we'll see where it goes from there. There's some computer modeling that wants to dump it out in the Bay of Campeche, and then north into the Gulf of Mexico. And so things are going to get kind of interesting. But that's a long ways out. We're talking probably sometime over this coming weekend. And in terms of big weather systems, really not a whole lot of them. The biggest one really is a big trough, pretty vigorous, that's going to be changing up the weather system of systems around these parts, but not for a while yet. But it's kind of the first of a lead system. And that's a big trough on the Pacific coast that's going to come inland and produce a lot of inclement weather, including colder temperatures, and especially over the southwestern U.S., we could see some snow in the higher elevations through the most of the interior west, Rockies, Great Basin ranges and whatnot. For us, big heat ridge, and that heat is going to be driving in, especially toward this weekend. Checking the forecast, we're not going to be there yet. We're still seeing kind of a weak leftover system push on out. A few passing sprinkles this evening, then turning partly cloudy. A low down to around 45 for tonight with a light northwest wind. Variably cloudy in the morning hours, followed by bright sunshine for tomorrow afternoon. Should be a nice one on Wednesday afternoon with highs in the upper 50s to about 60. That is still well above normal, but not as warm as today. Light north to northwest winds. A mostly clear kind of scenario. Some high clouds late overnight tomorrow night. Lows down to around 32, so frosty, little wind. And then we'll see the temperatures make a pretty good rocket rise for the pick of the week on Thursday. Sunny skies, a few high clouds developing late, highs running about 60 to 65 for the following day, Thursday, and then a south to southwesterly breeze at about 10 miles per hour. Back to you, Brady.